Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Tere Aashiqon Mein Jeena, Tere Aashiqon Mein Marna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abudiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. Yahi aashiqon ka sewa, yahi aashiqon ki aadat, kabhi giriya wo buka hai, kabhi aahe sard bharna. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Ye teri inayatein hain, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha, mera na lae nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna. Mera har khata pe rona, hai yahi meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa. Mera jurm afu karna, teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai, meri jaan o dil ka tujhko hum waqt yaad karna. Kisi ahl dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko khatar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Kisi ahl dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko khatar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا This should be the object of our lives in order to reach Allah Ta'ala the means of it is that to live amongst your beloved ones O Allah and to die amongst your beloved ones those who have found you those who love with you as Hazrat says in another poem tanha nahi chal sakoge mohabbat ki raah mein in this road of love to Allah you won't be able to go on your own it's a very delicate very sensitive path in the path of love everyone will know that a slight mistake just in a word causes the beloved to be upset So this path to Allah, yeah, perhaps we do so many wrong things. And he said, we went out to gain the love of Allah. But because of our disrespect, using the wrong ways, etc., we go in the complete, we become hated by Allah Ta'ala. Just like your beloved, you do certain things, and therefore your beloved just hates you after that. You did it with good intention to find the love of your beloved. But because you made mistakes, you couldn't find and you went in the wrong way. So, to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we have to find the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Those who have gone this path, then who know this path, easy, just follow them. تَنْهَا نَهِي چَلْ سَكُوْگِ مَحَبَّتْ کِ رَاہ مَنْ مَنْ چَلْ رَاہَا هُوْ آپ میرے ساتھ آئیے That I am going in this path, you join me. In fact, the poem of Hazrat Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, Partab Gari Rahmatullahi. He said it on behalf of the Mashayikh, that those who have found Allah, and they found it following their pious elders, their Mashayikh. And in that way they found Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba found Allah Ta'ala from where they were, most of them. But in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they reached, what great height they had reached. Like that, the silsila is carrying on till today, that those who want to find Allah, it is not on your own. You will get terribly astray. When shaitan has in fact also vowed to lead all people astray, then in this beautiful disguise of finding the love of Allah, He can lead you to something and somewhere else completely far from Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, we need a guide in this path. And those who have atibar in this is not of the knowledge, but it is not of experience of their own experiences, but those who stayed in the company of the righteous and the pious people, and with the correct intentions also. They were there not to acquire knowledge. They were there not to acquire name and fame, but sincerely one objective to make the Islah. And if we also come with that objective, to make my Islah and to make my connection with Allah Ta'ala, that person will benefit. A person who comes to these majalis of the Ahlullah and with the niyat of increasing their knowledge, they will find that they are unsuccessful. Who come here, there are many who come just to go and see what's happening there. There's a khanqah there, they have programs, let's go and see what's happening there. They also don't get any benefit, they only see what's happening. And there are those also who come to criticize also. And all what they get is the criticism. Example is given, like when it rains, the rain falls everywhere. But that pieces of ground that are rocky, stony, they don't benefit anything from that rain. Then there are other pieces of ground who also don't benefit, but they puddle the water. After that, birds come and drink from there. Others benefit, but they don't benefit themselves. Then there are others that who absorb that water and they give the full benefit. Now things start growing, vegetation, etc. They have benefited, they benefit other people also. So So like that, in these gatherings also, the affairs of Allah is general for all. But those whose hearts are stony and rocky, who have come for criticism, etc., who have come to find fault, etc., so they don't benefit anything. And there are also those pieces of ground from where thorns and all bushes will grow, which is a cause of difficult obstruction for people. So there are those also that they will cause obstruction to other people. One person went as a tourist to Nizamuddin Markaz many years ago in the time of Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi. He went as a tourist and he was looking at everything as a tourist, not as a talib-e-haq who came to make his islah, who came to learn jamaat work. That was not his intention. He was a tourist, a Muslim. And then he found a lot of faults there. That he found the place wasn't clean, up to date, how it should be, for example. He found that the programs are too long. They start from what time? Fajr time until late after Isha. It's not a balance for all. Lot of faults he found. He went from there, from Markaz to Bhopal. There was one great alim there, Maulana Imran Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he went and he complained there. He said, I'm coming from the Markaz and I found this fault and I found that fault. Maulana heard him out and then made one remark and said that a pig, if it goes in a beautiful garden also, it won't see all the roses and flowers and that. But if some dirt is buried somewhere, some dirt, food, some stool, number two, is buried somewhere, the pig will scratch that and take it out, and not only that, will spread it everywhere. So those who have got that habit like a pig, that is what they will get. And so everyone according, and a person, the real is that in fact, no matter how long we are with our sheikh also, in the Khanqa also, but we come with a complete empty heart. Empty out everything what is in the heart, and go with a empty bowl. And with the need to fill it up, that I, with that conviction that what I'm going to get there is my sustenance, is my rosy, my spiritual rosy, and I'm going to fill it. And a person who comes with that desire and that talab, he gets a lot. He fills his bowl and he goes with a full bowl. A person who comes with half a bowl full and half empty, perhaps he will fill the other half and it will all mix and be adulterated. And a person who comes that I know everything. What new am I going to learn? I know what was going to be said there. And he comes with a full bowl, there is no place to put anything in there. For that person is coming and not coming is the same. He has come with what he is convinced about and that is, and he can't put anything more in there. So he doesn't benefit also anything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So to go to the Ashiqeen and understand what we have to take from there, and then our lives are spent like that. Living in the lovers of Allah and our lives spent like that, you can imagine how much that person will acquire. There are many people in many khanqahs who stay their whole life. And very close also, many times even the khadim al-khas, he doesn't get any benefit. On the other hand, there are many people who come with a true talab, with a true desire. They just came once, and just for a little while, and they took away everything. So it is all Allah Ta'ala's fadl, and we must be the proper recipient. Then we will be getting all these great ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Hazrat's all experience and staying, and how Hazrat stayed with Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. As a young person of 16, 17 years, we know children, boys of that age, what their interests are. Where are they going to go and stay with an old man and in a jungle? They want entertainment. They want to be in the city. They want the bright lights and that. And there Hazrat went and stayed and he gave himself over to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghanipur, and no other company also. Mostly it was only Hazrat and Maulana Abdul Ghanipur Puri, Rahmatullah Ali. And young people need lot people to speak to, make jokes, etc., entertain themselves, food, etc. In fact, Hazrat says that his Shaykh, Maulana Abdul Ghani Sahib Puri, Rahmatullah Ali, should not make breakfast. He was an old man, and Hazrat says, me in my jawani, and oh, food also. A person in his youth, he eats. And we see when the youth eat, when you see they dish out, it seems that that is the platter. Everything has come in that plate. And you think they will never finish it. Your next glance is you, everything is gone already. And then again they're filling it so much. You think, that, how is this happening? But it's happening. And they're eating so much. So in the youth it is like that. And Hazrat says that because my Shaykh should not have breakfast, I also should not have breakfast. And anyone can try it out for few days to stay without breakfast. Anyone, even elderly people, but especially young people, try and do our day's work without breakfast, and we'll see that our eyes also are becoming heavy, darkness is in the eyes, brains are not working. But Hazrat stayed in that condition with his Shaykh. And what he got from his Shaykh, what his Shaykh handed over to him, we can see it all in Hazrat's work. How Allah Ta'ala accepted Hazrat. So this is when a person stays with the Mashayikh like that. And then you expect to get everything without doing anything. And then we want to be everything, having nothing, we want to be everything. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to his great alims, and he wrote to them that our mashayikh, our elders, they were everything, but they regarded themselves as nothing. Today we are nothing, and we regard ourselves as everything. That we, people must follow us, respect us, our views, we are nothing. We are nowhere, but we want to be everything. So, for this, it is necessary that a person completely annihilates himself by his share and spends his time. And moreover, this is necessary for the ulama. Every person, pride creeps into that person, and especially if you become more pious, then more pride. Now people also start respecting you, that you're a pious person. If you're an alim, even more people respect you now, and they put you on a pedestal which you are not on, and you think I'm on that pedestal. So that is very, very harmful and very detrimental. Till a person doesn't know himself, how will he know Allah Ta'ala? Till a person doesn't know Allah, how will he know himself? So this is what if to annihilate oneself and to get to make one's islah and to get that connection with Allah Ta'ala, this needs devotion, it needs time, and then a person gets something. So for that we have to stay with those people who have got this, who stayed with such people and who stayed close to them, and who our mashayikh were happy with also. That is a great, great, added great, great feature that a person, that the mashayikh are happy with a person. So Hazrat says, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. It is only in this way possible to pass through in this path of yours. This path that reaches, that leads to Allah Ta'ala. It is only in this way that a person can pass this path. Kabhi dil par sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. The two conditions, one is of sabar and one is of shukar. Conditions will come in your life which you don't like. Difficult, hard conditions, whether in your finances, whether in your health, whether in your family, anything. Difficult, that time, sabr is necessary. And those times will also come when things are going nicely. Your finances are also in order, health is in order, family, everyone is in order. At that time, shukr. But all of us check ourselves. When difficulties come, do we make sabr? Or do we complain? Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, different narrations for how many years he was ill. One narration of up to 18 years he was ill, but not a word of complaint to Allah Ta'ala. Finally, when he did make dua and ask for shifa, then what was his dua? Inni mastanni abdur. He just said that takleef, bimari has come to me. That's all he said. He didn't complain also. I've got this bimari. And that is enough between a lover and a beloved to give the full details of what it is. And so, any small thing, how much we complain. Complain is always on our tongue. We are shouting this person. We just have some authority. We start shouting, you didn't do this right, this you didn't do properly, etc. And we are finding fault all the time with everyone else around us. So to make sabr and complain, only complain to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it comes in a hadith, a qudsi, that when we complain about our condition to anyone, Allah says, you are complaining about me, because I send that conditions on you, and I send it for a very lofty purpose and reason, but you misunderstood why I send it. And you went and start complaining to people. You're complaining about me, to who can do everything. I'm the only one. I send it, I can take it away only. Nobody else can take away those conditions. And you are complaining to people who can do nothing. Nobody has got any power to do anything. In fact, all the people together haven't got the power to remove a smallest problem from a person. And the biggest problem on a person, or problems on a person, for Allah to remove them, is absolutely nothing. So we should turn to Allah Ta'ala, whatever our condition. And shukr is not even in our vocabulary. If we just have to think, how many times did I say Jazakallah? Or if it's shukr to Allah, today, how many times did I say Alhamdulillah? And Allah's ni'mat upon us, billions and billions and billions. Whole day we were looking with our eyes. There are many of us who didn't sleep in the day. We didn't make qaylula. We were awake the whole day. And we are using our eyes and looking. No shukr. And we ate food. How many of us said even one alhamdulillah when we ate? Our brains are in order. Our heart is functioning properly. Billions of things in our eye alone, in our nose alone. Nose, we don't think of it as much of a functioner. We'll think of the eyes and the ears. But the nose, which is part of the breathing system, that we breathe in from the nose, and without the oxygen for 1 second also, what will become of ours? If no oxygen reaches the brain, and that oxygen goes through the nose to the lungs, and then purifies the blood, and then in the blood that oxygen goes to all parts of the body. At any part, if there is no oxygen, no blood, that person he gets a stroke, brain damage, and then what is this condition? A person who has got brain damage. But what shukr did we make? We are enjoying Allah's ni'mat left, right and center. And we are drowned in guna, in fact. Na shukri. No shukr of Allah. We are drowned in that. We are drowned in open disobedience of Allah. Eating all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Rahman ki khate hai. We are eating all the ni'mat of Rahman. Shaitan ki ghate hai. And we sing the song of Shaitan. And we are blowing in his black side and making him happy all the time. And that for us is a big achievement. To do all the haram things, now we are somebody when we are doing the haram things. So, to make sabr and to make shukr. If that can come into us, shukr, sabr, tawadu, humility, we've got absolutely no reason to have any pride whatsoever. We have got nothing. My existence is not my existence. My life is not my life. Allah gave it to me. It's the amanat of Allah Ta'ala. And if it's mine, everyone will want to live forever. But who is living forever? It's taken away. It's not in our hands. And we can't die when we want to. And we can't live as long as we want to. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So how much mustn't we turn to Allah Ta'ala and make shukr? Another aspect of the same, ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna. To live in your pleasure, O Allah. To die in your pleasure, O Allah. To live in your pleasure, that is fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And you fulfill them, and when you, the beginning stages are a bit difficult, to when you are not still adapted to namaz, to make your namazes is a mujahada. But when you get into it, and you have now made your effort which was required of you, namazes become the most beloved to you. Now you enjoy making namazes. Now namaz is no more a duty. Now it is your hobby. And how a person, his hobby, today phone is the hobby. We leave out important work, busy with the phone all the time. And when namazes will be like that, then a person will enjoy it. So fulfilling the command at the moment for us, not to look at strange women is a big mujahada. For us to keep away and not to look is difficult. But when we make our islah and we get nisbat with Allah, not to look is enjoyable. And the amount of shukr a person will make that Allah saved him and he did not look at haram. And he was stayed away and he feels that purity. Anything like the eye, if we have a cataract, motia, we cannot see properly. We get treatment and now you can see properly. How you appreciate. When we sacrifice haram, that is when Allah gives halal. Halal doesn't come when we are involved in haram. Allah Ta'ala gives the halal and then there are all stages of the halal. But that comes when you give up the haram. And that knowledge will come, ilm will come when you give up jahalat. When you make effort for ilm, then jahalat will go. Light will come when the darkness is removed. And darkness will be removed when you made effort to bring light. Then darkness goes away. So to live in the pleasure of Allah, fulfilling His commandment and getting that enjoyment with Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri rida mein marna. And that is, there is the illat also, the reason how to get enjoyment in living in the pleasure of Allah. The cause of it is that you die in the pleasure of Allah. That when your nafs, at the beginning, nafs is ammara. It commands with all evil. You just want to do wrong. Swear, shout, show your authority everywhere. Do all the wrong and haram things. All that you want to do. But when you stay away from all that haram, then the enjoyment of the halal comes in your life. How much a person will stay away from haram, then the enjoyment of halal comes in his life. Then this person's life, to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, is no more a mujahada. It's a pleasure and an enjoyment. To get involved in a guna is very hard for, impossible for that person. And that person, when he reaches that stage, he'll give his life, but he won't commit haram. He won't eat haram, even if he's permitted to, just to save his life, but he won't. He will rather give his life. He won't say a word of kufr, even if he's permitted to say to save his life. But he'll rather prefer that I don't say the words of kufr, my life can go also, it doesn't matter. So that is when it comes, when a person learns to live in the pleasure of Allah, and death will come when a person learns to die in the pleasure of Allah. That I won't satisfy my nafs. My eyes, our eyes are out of control. These are very high talks. For us, still we hardly at the elementary stage still. Our eyes are, our tongue is not in control. How we speak, especially, and if a person wants to see what his character is, Then at home with his wife, how is his character? And not a new marriage when he's doing everything, when he puts his wife in the car, makes, he opens the door for her, and picks up her burqa and dress and puts it right also. But then after 6 weeks, then he's hooting for her, and he's shouting for her, that where are you? And he even leaves her and goes without her also. So, when a person first gives up all this haram, and then the enjoyment of halal comes afterwards. And many of us, we expect that we came to one majlis, one time we made dhikr, now all the pleasure and enjoyment must come in our lives. It takes time, and a person has to be consistent. And Allah can give it immediately also. But Allah also tests us, that how sincere are you? That when you are doing all the right, conditions also possibly come on you. Difficult conditions. And if your object you have made correct, then you'll endure all that. That all these conditions don't matter. I have to reach my objective. And if you're not sincere, little bit of difficult, hard conditions come. You started making zikr, more problems came in your life. More difficulties, then you give up that path. Well, so those tests come, and we Allah tests us to see which direction we go. And when a person acquires this, meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. This abdiyat, this humility and humbleness of mine, which I've got, is not mine. Ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. Oh Allah, this is your fazal. Fazal is that which is given without anything, free of charge. What we call bantela, bakhshish. That you didn't do anything, it was just given to you free of charge. So Allah, this abdiyat of mine, and when a person who is a abd, who is a banda, there should be bandagi in him. And if there's gandagi in him, then he's ganda. He's not an abda. He's not an abd of Allah, he's a ganda, he's a rotten egg. And a rotten egg, the smell of it, everything, nobody who wants to even be near a rotten egg. And if a person himself becomes a rotten egg, he'll spoil the whole gathering also. And nobody wants to be in that gathering where there is a rotten egg also. So we have to become abd of Allah Ta'ala, banda of Allah, not ganda, not a dirty rotten egg. And this is yahi aashiqo ka sheva, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way and the trend of the aashiq, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This is their habit, this is their way. And we all like to be called aashiq of Allah, but have we got this quality? That person is an aashiq of Allah, not that he likes, all must call me that I'm a great lover of Allah Ta'ala, but a person who have got these qualities. This abdiyat he has got in him. He sacrifices everything of his not to break the laws of Allah. Then Allah opens the doors of the sweetness of iman. Clearly it comes in the hadith, An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. The gaze, the look of the eyes is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Man tarakahu, that very difficult. Shaitan's everything outward, it is beautified. It looks very enjoyable. To look at that filthy, dirty woman, who her body is filthy and dirty, street woman, who has got haze and haze, or she's filled with haze and all impurities. Her heart is filled with kufr and shirk. She's not loyal to any person. She's not married. She's a prostitute, free for everyone. For whoever, she's a woman, and you get enjoyment looking at her. And your pure wife, that is pure and clean, you get no enjoyment looking at her. So this is, when this person makes the sacrifice, then Allah brings the reality, and you see now the filth and dirt of that other woman. And you'll see the purity of your wife, and then you'll be loyal to your wife, and you'll enjoy your wife. So this is to have that these qualities, that is an aashiq of Allah. Not just that I want to be called an aashiq, or I think I'm an aashiq, and I'm a great lover of Allah, and if I just made today's zikr, 5 times more I read La ilaha illallah, I'm the biggest wali in the world. There's nobody like me. And if I made half a rakat extra, there is no half a rakat. But if I made half a rakat extra namaz, oh, I'm the biggest buzurg today. So this is those who give up all this haram. And those who follow and sacrifice everything for the halal and the farais. Kabhi ghiriyao buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna. Sometimes you are crying to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm failing all the time. Ya Allah, you help me. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, a person must cry out. He gives a prescription, nusfa. If you want to become a wali of Allah, 40 nights before you go and sleep, even without wuzu, anything you are going to sleep, just speak, O Allah, I want to become your wali. I want to be close and obedient servant of yours. This is my object of life. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me. Just so much, 40 days, and see that definitely you will become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will definitely respond to your call, and Allah will make you his wali. So just crying to Allah Ta'ala, Kabhi aah sard bharna, ah, what a life I'm leading. How evil I am. I don't appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. And then for such a person, there is no question of dadagiri with his wife, bossing his wife, and acting like a Fir'aun with his wife, and treating her very badly. There is no question now that humbleness comes. With everyone, he becomes humble, and he becomes like a slave of everyone. Humility settles down on such a person now. Yeh ishqi alamat, yehi ishqi ki alamat, yehi ishqi ki zamanat. Only this is the sign that you have got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And only this is your guarantee of the love of Allah, when this humility and humbleness come. But when you still think, I'm somebody, and this comes out in so many different ways. A person, for example, when he's not concerned about this, when he sneezes, you can make out from his sneeze, he has got no connection with Allah Ta'ala. He sneezes and loudly, like the foundations of the building are also shaking. Like the mountains are shaking, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. You think it's that already. Why is this? Because he thinks, I can do what I want to. All must accommodate and listen. First you do it at home with your family. You don't consider your wife and the people around you. Afterwards you don't consider, then even in public places. There also you are sneezing so loud, and that everyone must accept me. It's a hidden sign of pride. I'm somebody. All must accommodate me. Whereas hadith we are taught that muffle your sound when you sneeze. Don't make a loud sound. And also when you sneeze, then all the whatever comes out from your nose and your mouth, cover your mouth. Don't let it spread to other people. So all these things are clear signs of what the condition of a person is. So these are the signs of the love of Allah, and this is the guarantee that you have got the love of Allah, when this humility, humbleness will come. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, two alims sit in front of me for 5 minutes. And just in their sitting position, I will be able to tell you which one's islah was made and which one's islah is not made. Just how we sit. And from 2 rakats of namaz, you can clearly see how much connection that person has got with Allah. One time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw a person making namaz, and he put his hand on his beard. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this person hasn't got Allah in his heart. If Allah was in your heart, then it will be impossible for you to play around with anything. Your beard, scratching here, scratching there, even if it itches. I'm standing in front of Allah. How can I do this now? Then that emotionless namaz will come. The proper, correct namaz will come. But if not, then you are scratching here unnecessarily. You are playing with your beard, putting your topi right. All funny things in namaz you will be doing. It shows you Allah is nowhere featuring in that namaz of yours. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And such a person, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر ربه على كل احيانه او كما قال عليه او كما قال that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام every moment should be in the remembrance of Allah. So that will be on your tongue. Otherwise your heart, how much am I connected? We in our zikr we not connected with Allah. We are reading Asma'ul Husna but we don't think about Allah. And every name of Allah together with the thought of Allah, that particular sifat, quality should be in our mind. But we don't even, we read the whole, we even learn of Asma'ul Husna by heart. But we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. As it comes in the hadith, the first thing that will be lifted from the ummah, that the full masjid of Musallis, not one person even thought of Allah. And we all came there to responding to the call of Allah. And we came there for Allah, whole namaz, and we didn't think of Allah Ta'ala also. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, the support of my life, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. And this, as many people in the world, we here in South Africa, we witnessed it, that how many top ulama admitted, we never even knew there was something like the love of Allah. When our Shaykh Hazrat Qanun Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftas Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali came, many buzurgs came before Hazrat. They made all the effort, but not so openly of the love of Allah, how Hazrat spelled it out. All the buzurgan-e-deen came, and they taught us to look at other women is haram, but nobody spelled it out as Hazrat spelled it out, openly. So this is when you stay with the lovers of Allah. Tere aashiqo mein jeena. And when you get all this, then you see the enjoyment of living with the lovers of Allah. When we go there, and the purpose that we are supposed to be going there, when we fulfill that purpose, then we get that enjoyment. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that for example, a great Qari came to visit you. You entertained him, you gave him the best food, you hosted him, you showed him around your place, everything. But you did not ask him to read Qiraat. You didn't fulfill his rights. That is when he will feel happy that what johar I got, what quality I got, how I read Qiraat, I must be given opportunity to read. Or a person comes who gives very good bayans, for example. You did everything for him, but you didn't give him opportunity to make bayan. So that has to be done. So this is that with our mashayikh also, what we have to be taking from them. If we get our chef and we may host him, give him the best bedroom, the best food, host him, everything. But what we had to take from the chef, that we didn't take. Then we lost everything. We didn't take anything from him. So this is what we have to take from our mashayikh. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab? I had absolutely no idea that there is something like the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is true. What we have gone through and experienced, we knew that you must be obedient to Allah, you must make namaz, you mustn't commit guna. But we didn't know there is something like the love of Allah. We knew love of haram things, but love of Allah we didn't know. We knew love of sports, entertainment, fishing, camping, all that we had love for. But love of Allah, no thought even about it. And that is the only real love. The love of Allah Ta'ala. So this we will get from the man of Allah who have possessed that love of Allah Ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar par marna. We learn from your lovers of Allah how to give our lives for you. Like our Shaykh, when he stayed with Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he stayed with Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali. With such buzurg, then a person learns how to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, of all the great buzurg, he was very impressed and had a great effect in his life, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, not only till now, not only Muslims, non-Muslims, Christians, Hindus, they make him their hero because of love of Allah. Love of Allah is such a thing that is in every human being. It just has to be uncovered. It is there. When Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, then the love of Allah was in everyone. Now it is covered in this world. Just remove that dust and rust, dirt and rust, then you'll see that love. And there are many Christians, but they express their love in the wrong way. Many Hindu people also, especially their women, their love for Allah, Bhagwan who they call. But it is all in the wrong way. But they all take Maulana Rumi as the peker, as the peg of love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat's full life was on Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. And all this, O Allah, is nothing from me. It is your gift, your inayat. It is your sadaqah which you are giving. Like a person gives charity to somebody, that person doesn't deserve it. You're just giving charity. Or he didn't work for you. He didn't do anything. You're just giving him. This is all Allah's charity, free of charge. That when a person gets this, even to who Allah wants to incline his heart, Allah brings them to such gatherings. And Allah opens their heart and removes all the other things and fills it with the love of Allah. Then that person is in a different world. He'll still be in his same world, but he is a complete different world. He's living and seeing world. He's seeing with the same eyes, but now he's seeing things completely different. He's thinking with the same brain, but now his thinking is completely different. Teri jaan in, meri jaan in atawa ka teri gham par sabar karna. This weak body of mine, I'm so weak, I know. I can't do anything. I can't resist from gunas also. And I want you, Ya Allah. But Allah is in ghaib. Musa alayhi salam, when he just heard the voice of Allah, he felt so much in love of what Allah Ta'ala, that he was constrained, he couldn't help. And he said, when, oh Allah, your voice is so beautiful, so lovable, then arini. Then I want to see you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, show yourself to me. Allah said, in this world, lan tarani. You can't see me. Imagine you have your beloved who you love, and you can't meet your, you can't see your beloved. We'll only see Allah in the Akhirah. Whole namaz, iyaka na'budu, wa iyaka nas, you alone, iyaka, you alone do we worship, do you alone do we seek help, you alone do we love, but you're not finding your for Allah. Allah will only, you'll only get Allah in the Akhirah. Now to make this sabr all the time. Yet, meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham par sabr karna. The sorrow of mine that I have to make sabr, Ya Allah. It's a whole life a person makes namaz. Inni wajhtu wajhi. Made near that I'm facing Kaaba, but you don't see Kaaba. But in life, Allah brings that time, Allah removed all the mountains, all the seas, all the deserts, and now you see in Kaaba with your eyes. A person who prepared, or just the house of Allah, it sends what thrills through him. His body, what enjoyment he gets. But Rabbi Kaaba, that also you can't see. Whether you go to Arafat, you will meet Allah there in Arafat, but you won't see Allah. You'll spend your night in Muzdalifah, in that terrible separation of my beloved. I want my beloved, and you'll spend it. You're a person who lives more than a 5-7 star hotel. Your house is more than that. But here you are staying in Muzdalifah with no tent, no toilet. Forget what bathroom and toilet you get at home. There no toilet or anything. But you won't see Allah Ta'ala. Seeing Allah will be in the Akhirah. So to make sabr on this love of yours, it's a thing which the Ashik have to go through, and their hearts are torn apart. They, when they cry to Allah in their duas, but they don't see Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri ata hai, ya Rab, ye tera hai, jazbe pinha. This is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And this is you pulling us to you in a very secret way. How you are pulling us, what's bringing me to Allah? What's bringing all of us here? And we are sitting humbly and we are listening. What is it? It's a jazbe pinha. And the jazbe pinha, to understand it, like a magnet. You just take a magnet, and like some of that magnet, where one magnet is the male form and the other one is the female. And how they just rush to, they just get into one another. Eh? Like that, Allah Ta'ala, that magnet of Allah, which we can't see, what is pulling us to Allah? But He's just pulling us to Allah Ta'ala. And people can't understand, how can you be sacrificing for Allah? Long days of roza you keep, short nights of ibadat you make, and you're obeying Allah. The world is in a holiday mood. The world is in all enjoyment, and it's at the step of one click you can get, so to say, the enjoyment of the world, which you know. But what is keeping that love of Allah Ta'ala? All these things mean nothing then to you. Mera nala hai nadamat tere sange dar pe karna, and to pour my heart out at your threshold. Oh Allah, this great enjoyment that you are giving, and you just want Allah, and you know you're not going to get Allah in this world, after in the akhirat, then your eyes will be having that power to see Allah. Yeah, you haven't got the power to see Allah Ta'ala. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. And the method of that is to cry over all our gunas. And not gunas which we count as gunas, but my guna, I made my namaz, ya Allah, forgive me, I spoiled my namaz. I made my zikr, ya Allah, what zikr I made? I didn't think of you properly. All my tilawat I made, no tadabbur. What the kitab you gave me, that one ayat, that one page, what and what it contained, I didn't take anything. I just passed through it indifferent, no feeling for the Quran Sharif. Hadith, the hikmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what treasure it has got. Ya Allah, I didn't find anything in there. A person who cries for his good deeds. End of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Not what we call gunas, but your good deeds when you start crying, hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin. That the good deeds of the abrar, they are sayyatul abrar, hasanatul muqarrabin. So Allah Ta'ala give us to understand, teri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And it is only your mercy and your sadqa, your charity of your mercy, that you forgive me my wrongdoings. You forgive me my sin. Teri shan e jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. Oh Allah, I see this is how you pull me. Wayajtabi ilayhi may yuneeb. Allah Ta'ala makes ijtiba. Allah pulls who He wants to. That person who has a true inclination, Allah pulls him towards Him. And to be pulled to Allah Ta'ala, ye teri banda parwari. This is how you make parwarish. This is how you make the tarbiyat of your banda. How you pull your banda to you. Ya Allah, meri jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And now by my life and my soul, to remember you all the time. And to get that enjoyment to be in the company of Allah all the time. Yeah, you get married, your wife, almost all the time you were there at the beginning. But then you have to go to work. She has to do her work. And you are now you meet her. And as time goes, more and more you in your life and she is in her life. But with Allah Ta'ala, all the time, the more you go, the more closer you become, the more, so to say, older you become with Allah, the more you remember Allah. Teri mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And I remember you with my life, with my soul, with my heart, all the time to remember you. And this is nisbat. نسبت اسی کو کہتے ہیں, نسبت اسی کو کہتے ہیں کہ اس کی گھلی سے آپ نکلنے نہ پائے. That what is nisbat of Allah? That now even when you don't want to think of Allah, you think of Allah. And that is the explanation our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave. When a person comes out of the toilet, first thing, ghufranak. Ghufranak is like you are caught red-handed in a guna. And you say, maaf, maaf, make me maaf. Which guna you made in the toilet? You couldn't take Allah's name. Toilet is a dirty place. You can't take Allah's name there. But you couldn't tolerate it. How could I stay without Allah's name? So as soon as you come out, Ya Allah, make me maaf. I didn't make your zikr. You are not forced. You couldn't. You make Allah's zikr in the toilet. But how much you'll feel it. Maaf, Ma Allah. I couldn't make your zikr. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر. A person who got the company of some اہل دل, and that is company. Not that we came here and we still in our own hometowns. We are still in all other gunas while we are sitting here. We are with all different things in our minds and hearts. That is not صحبت. That is, we are fooling ourselves. A person who got sohbat of Ahl-e Dil, he gave his heart and soul and mind to his share. And he was convinced, I'll get my Allah from this share of mine. And then that person who devotes himself, that is when a person gets Allah. Kisi Ahl-e Dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. That person has learned how to live. That person has learned how to die. He's living and dying. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. Now your whole life, you're living, you're dying. Your day, your night, your happy, your sadness. Everything now, that person has learned how to do it correctly. And such a person, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who learned from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made them the beacons of hidayat for the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. And all is going in their sahifa, in their record of deeds. So if we will also learn that, we come with that correct sohbat, then we will also, and Allah will make one person, and that must be our objective, that each one Allah Ta'ala makes him, that he has his majlis. He becomes sahib-e majlis. And everywhere, thousands of people are getting hidayah through everyone. But all this will happen when we humble and lower ourselves. And if we are coming with the niyat to become a big share, we won't become a small share also. But if we come with the niyat of annihilating ourselves, of being nothing, Allah will make us everything. Then when we are jo kuch nahi hote, Allah inko sab kuch bana dete. Allah make them enjoy. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.